Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, saints, to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in on today. There is a word from the Lord. Glory to God. If you came expecting, then guess what? You're going to get just what you come for. Glory to God, because God is good and he is worthy to be praised. I'm going to go ahead at this time with a few announcements. Hallelujah. I want you to keep in mind that all these announcements that I give you happens all the time. Ah, my God, my God. God is good. Hallelujah. And you can tune in. If you missed it, you can tune in, amen, on Blog Talk. You can go on and click on it, and you can find a link that will lead you to every sermon that's going on. And you can lead, amen, if you have Facebook page, you can go on Facebook, and you can find any of us on the Wild Team that has a Facebook page, and you can click on it, and the sermons are posted there each and every time. So I'm going to go ahead on with our announcements right now. First of all, this is Prophetic Corner Ministries, Prophetess Martha Williams, and my show comes on at 3 Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We are called the Hour of Power. I'll give you a 30-minute break right there after me, and then the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So don't miss it. Amen. It's an awesome, awesome show that comes on. Amen. Next, you know, you can continue on each and every Sunday. Glory to God. And if you move on up just a little bit, I started right there. You move on up just a little bit, we have, amen, one word from the Lord. We have Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. They come on every Tuesday. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, then hook up with my leaders. They will help you with however they can. You can go on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse on Facebook, and Pastor Joseph Rouse. So I encourage you to go ahead and inbox them, and they will get back with you as soon as possible. You know, some people say, well, you know, I ain't got no help. They won't help me do this. They want. Well, I'm giving you an open door. You can't ask for no more for an open door, not a closed door, an open door. You can go on Facebook and hook up with them, and if you can't get to them, then you can contact either of us on the Wild Team. Amen. Minister Michelle Wilson, Minister Elaine Jackson, you know, Prophetess Martha Williams, and hallelujah, glory to God. We are all under one umbrella. And Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew, and they will get you to apostle and pastor. Glory to God. So don't say you don't have any help. You know, we're in a season where we need much prayer, and, you know, just much prayer, much prayer, much prayer. Prayer is needed. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Even the more now. My God, my God. And if you move on down on Saturday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. The show comes on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So don't miss it. It's an awesome, awesome, awesome show that comes on each and every hallelujah day. And also, you know, you don't want to miss it because that word is so powerful. It lightens up your life. It brings, how should I say, comfort to your life. It gives you the lift that you need, because sometimes you may be feeling down and out, but you can hear just one word from the Lord, and it'll give you the expectation to, well, Lord, you know what? I want to see what you're going to do next. Hallelujah. I'm not going to sit down. I'm going to go ahead and keep on moving and see what you're going to do next. Glory to God. So I want you to come on in and hear what the word of the Lord is saying on today. Glory to God. And also, I encourage you to partner with us. You know, we're coming up. We don't only have, amen, this month and then next month, and we'll be going into a new year. Glory to God. So I want to encourage everybody, you know, we aren't there yet, but, you know, God is leading me to give you a jump start. Get ready for that first of the year seed. Hallelujah. Now is the time, you know, you don't. Just think about it. Whenever a farmer goes out to plant his field, you know, he done already figured out, you know, what season I'm planting in, you know, hallelujah, the peanut season, the corn season, and amen, then you'll have a lot of the vegetables are planted in certain seasons. So, hallelujah, glory to God. But just think about it. He prepares himself for each and every season. So I'm going to go ahead on and prepare you for the season that's to come, the first of the year seed of the season. Ah, my God, good God Almighty. Before you know, y'all go out and do all that shopping, and I know a lot of the Black Friday shopping, yeah, been going on online, glory to God. So I'm not even leaving the house. The postman come to the house about 3-4 times a day delivering it. This yours, is this yours? Glory to God. So I'm getting you ready for the first of the year seed. You won't have to worry, don't spend it all. And I said, well, I'm going to set this aside because they asked for a seed. So I'm going to set this aside and get ready so you won't say you spent all your money. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not your honey. I'm saying money now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So get ready, get ready, get ready. And I encourage you to come on in and be a partner with us. And it's only $25 or more. You know, God is moving and he is working. So move with the flow. Sometimes people don't move with the flow because they get scared, and I feel you, hallelujah, but don't get scared. It's nothing to be scared of. You know, I'd be more scared of not going and not doing what he's asking than I would be of just doing it, glory to God, hallelujah. I'd be more scared if I didn't do it, hallelujah, my God. So don't be scared to do it, glory to God. You know, a lot of times people say, well, you know what, I trust God. Yeah, you trust God. Yeah, you trust him. But what do you trust him with? A lot of times people, money is dear to them. Hallelujah. And that part right there, they don't want to trust him with. Well, Lord, if I give you this $25, then something may come up. Well, guess what? If something comes up, then he said what? He'll rebuke the devourer for his name's sake. So if you give, then guess what? He said, give, and it shall be given. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together. Good God Almighty. Hey, now, running over shall he give unto, hallelujah, men give unto your bosom. So just think about that. Glory to God. And you may need more than just that $25 that you gave. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. Let's move on. Glory to God. I'm going to open up my line now for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, if you will go ahead and press the 1, I will bring you in. You don't have to tell me your name. Just tell me where you're calling from, hallelujah, so I can pray with you. Tell me your prayer request, and we will pray with you, glory to God, and we believe that God will work it out at any time of the day, hallelujah, any time of the night, any time. He never sleeps nor slumber. He's always right on time, glory to God. Thank you. My God, we serve an awesome God, hallelujah. My God, I don't see anybody press the 1, so let's go on down the road. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for today. We know that you are an on-time God. We know that you are a right now God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you, God, for each and every day that you have allowed us to be here, Lord, to hear the word of the Lord on today, Lord God. As it comes forth, Lord God, let everyone have a listening ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last days, Lord God. For we know we are in the last days because we can see by the signs of the times changing, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that healing will take place in this land, Lord God. Lord, you said my people will turn from their wicked ways, Lord God, and pray you'll heal the land. So, Father God, we ask you now, Lord God, oh my God, to heal the land of the people on today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, send your ministry and angels in, Lord God. Oh my God, to heal the land all across the nation, Lord God, that needs healing, oh Lord, even in their mindset, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, we thank you, God, because we know, Lord God, without you, Lord God, that nothing, Lord God, is possible. Without you, Lord God, all things are possible in the name of Jesus, oh Father. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for those that are on the line on today, Lord God, to hear a word from you on today, oh Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Let this word fall on good ground, oh God. Let it break up some stuff. Let it lift up those who are troubled in their heart, Lord God. Let it lift up those who are troubled in their mind and can't sleep at night, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God. For we know, Lord God, you are a healer. You are a deliverer, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And nothing is too hard for you. So, Father, we just say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for looking upon us on today, Lord God, and blessing us, Lord God, and how you see fit to bless us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us the courage to keep on keeping on in this world, Lord God, with so much evil, Lord God. Lord, you said, man, I'll always pray and not faint. It's time to mount up, hallelujah, like wings of the eagle's wings, and pray and not faint, hallelujah, glory to God, because time is drawing near. Oh, my God. Lord God, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Always put him first. My God, put God first in everything that you do. You know, sometimes you say, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I was listening at Elder on yesterday. I piggybacked just a little bit on what Elder was saying yesterday, and she was saying how if God didn't like what she had on, or she'd ask him, hallelujah, can she have it? Oh my God, because he might have wanted her to do something else with that money. Glory to God. She said, I asked God, can I have it? Glory to God. And if he said, yeah, Elder, go right on, she said, and get it. And if he wasn't pleased with what she wore or whatever, hallelujah, she had, and she would just go right on and just throw it away, hallelujah. Because if he wasn't pleased with it, she said she wasn't going to put it on. Think about it, you know? And that's what you call putting God first. You know, it doesn't matter, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, if you got a lot or you got a little. It doesn't matter if it's tight or it don't matter if it's right. You just continue to flow and continue to put God first. I think what it is, what's happening around, you know, the let's just say a world on today, a lot have forgotten about God, just left him out. He just on the back burner, you know, when he gave his only son on the cross for us. He died for our sins to be washed away, hallelujah, glory to God. And now, hallelujah, we can go, hallelujah, straight to the throne room of grace and tell him all about our troubles. Hallelujah. You don't have to go and kill the hog, the dog, the cow, or the mule. Glory to God. Ha ha, my Lord. You can go straight to the throne room of grace and say, hold up, wait a minute. Jesus, let me tell you what happened. And then he'll go over there and say, Father, let me tell you what they just said. Will you bless them real good? I know, Lord God, they came to me and in earnest prayer, fervent, effectual. So I would like for you to answer their prayer, Lord. Oh, my God. Go ahead and give it to them. Hallelujah. Give it to them. Press down, shaking together, running over. And that's what you want. My God, my God. We serve an awesome God. Don't ever forget it. Hallelujah. He's still listening. He's still there, and he's still listening. Ah, amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead on and get into our message on today. I'm going to be coming from the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 1, hallelujah, 1 Samuel chapter 1, glory to God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God who is worthy, hallelujah. He's the only God, hallelujah, the only one, hallelujah, the only one. I'm going to tell you again, the only one that we serve, hallelujah. Remember, hallelujah, I don't care what nobody else say. He's the only God that we serve. I don't care how many they try to conjure up. He's the only one. Hallelujah. And listen, hallelujah, glory to God. A lot of people say a lot of stuff. I hear a lot of that too, you know. Well, he did this because of this, and that's not true, and that's not. Look, you better read that Bible and know that Bible for yourself. And if you don't understand it, you better begin to pray. Because, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with asking him. I've said it so many times. You know, way back, amen, in the day, hallelujah. I'm not going to tell you how old I am. But anyway, way back in the day, you know, they used to say, well, you don't question God. You don't ask God. And they had people just downright out scared to ask God anything. Hallelujah. They said, well, I don't need to ask him. And, you know, that's why a lot of times now people don't know what to do, and they're fearful to ask questions. I think that's stuck in their head. But right now, in the name of Jesus, oh, glory to God, I break that generational curse. Hallelujah. Don't you fear to ask nobody nothing. Amen. Glory to God. Don't you fear to go to God on your own and ask him. Hallelujah. Well, Lord, why is this? Lord, what's this? And what did you do this for? And what did you say this in the word? What does it mean? Don't you fear. I break that generational curse in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Because it follows you all your days of your life. Glory to God. And now you're still afraid to ask him. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah. No more. Woo! Good God Almighty. Hey, we're going into a new place in him. Hallelujah. We got to have some bold soldiers out on the field. We don't want no scared people. We don't want no ants. Hallelujah. We don't want them little red ants. You know, they'll bite, but it'll itch for a while, but you can put a little alcohol on, you get rid of it. You want to be able to stand strong, glory to God. Like them big black ants, you know, they'll go and they'll get food, amen, and they'll take it down, and you can see them going in the ant bed. That's what you want. You want, amen, to be able to stand and get that word in you so you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead and get into our message on today. 1 Samuel chapter 1. He is real. He is real and he is worthy. Hallelujah. We're going to start at the first verse. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the title of my message, Prayer Will Work. Hallelujah. You know, I know they say prayer still work. Prayer will work. But guess what? You got to work the prayer. Hallelujah. I know sometimes things get hard and you forget all about it, but you know what? Sometimes I have to back up. Hold up. I'm going to go out this door now. When I'm going out the door, they be looking at me and they be thinking I'm losing my mind, but I ain't losing my mind. I know what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Because I'm praying. I'm binding every spirit that's going to get into my way when I get ready to get in that car to go wherever I'm going. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm pushing back the trick of the enemy. Glory to God. I'm asking God's angels to camp around me. Hallelujah. And they be looking at me kind of crazy, but I don't care. Hallelujah. It's freedom of speech, and I got the freedom to pray. I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. And you better learn how to do it too. My God, because it's coming to much prayer, much prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead in the first verse of Samuel chapter 1, prayer will work. Hallelujah. Now there was a certain man of Ramoth Zophim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jerem, the son of Elihu, the son of Tahu, the son of Zerah, the son of Zephorite. I'm sorry, and Zephorite. Now, y'all all just pay me for all that, really. Amen. Let's keep it going. Verse 2. And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other, Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. Now, you see right here, Hannah was the one that he married first. Okay, a lot of folks say she was barren, but you know what? Once you read it and once you meditate on it and God begins to deal with you and give you more understanding, you know, she wasn't really barren to where she couldn't have no children. It was just that God had a set time on her to conceive. Hallelujah. Let's go on down. Hallelujah. You know how God has a set time to bring forth the blessings in your life. He has a set time for you to get a car. He has a set time for you to get a house. He has a set time for you to pay off every debt you got. In that set time, he knows that you ain't going to go back and get more. Hallelujah. That set time. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Verse 3, and this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons, Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. Let's move on, verse 4. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah, his wife, and to all her sons and her daughters portions. See, she had children. So he gave her and all her daughters and her sons portions. Glory to God. You know, let's read on down a little further. Hallelujah. My God. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. He shut it up, amen, because he had a set time that he was going to bless her. See, he gave her a worthy portion. In other words, to my understanding, he gave her the portions that he would have gave the children that they would have had. So he was already sowing that portion to her. He loved her. The other woman, she was just a side chick. Because she couldn't have no children. Hannah couldn't have no children. So she was just a side chick. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But he gave her children, you know, because there was his seeds also. So he gave them portions. Hallelujah. But he gave to her a double portion. He gave her a good portion. And let's see what else happened here in verse 6. And her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret because the Lord had shut up her womb. You see right here, she made her unhappy. She talked about her. Isn't that something? You know, sometimes people will talk about you just because you don't have what they have. And let me help you out and tell you something. You know, I've been there and been all this. You know, I can tell you about all this because, you know, I've been through all that. But, you know, now as you get older, you understand why you didn't have that stuff. Didn't even matter. Don't even matter now. Because guess what? If you look back on all them that said what they said, look where they at. Hallelujah. They're not where they're supposed to be, not where they need to be, and not where they could be. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. God Almighty. Not where they're supposed to be, not where they could be, not where they should be. Because they did those things. You know, people will do stuff like that to people. And, you know, I learned, you know, from, you know, just listening to our leaders and different things, and they're preaching about the word, and they're giving us feedback and, you know, and everything on the word. And it's just an awesome thing to hear it, you know, because hurt people like to hurt people. Just because you hurt, then you're going to go and hurt somebody else. You better get rid of that spirit right there, because guess what? Everybody's not going to take you hurting them. They're going to give it back to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, that a man soweth, also that he reaps. So you better ask God to get that out of you. Hallelujah. Don't hurt nobody just because you hurt. But, you know, people do that. Hallelujah. And see, that's what it was. But she was, let me just tell you like this. She was a little upset. Hallelujah. Because he loved her, and he still gave her, amen, a good portion. He gave her the portion that he would have gave his children if she'd have had children by him. So he just went on and gave it to her. And the other woman made her really, really feel sad. She was just a side chick. He just did it because, hey, he didn't have no children, and he wanted somebody to, you know, to live on. He wanted to have seeds to go on and on, you know. But look, he loved Hannah because Hannah was the first wife, and then he married her. Just her side chick, and that's what she was. Let's move on, verse 7. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her, therefore she wept and did not eat. She Hannah was so upset. She had upset her, you know, picking at her, just picking. Oh, you ain't got no children by him. Oh, look at me. Look what I got. I got children by him. You have no children. Hallelujah. And it made Hannah really, really sad. You know, some things can make people sad, but you don't want to say nothing that's going to hurt nobody else. But you got to think about what you're saying when you get ready to say it. Some people just say stuff and then they'll come back later. Well, you know what? I apologize. And you know what? Yes, ain't nothing wrong with that. But you know what? You need to get that spirit out of you. Ask God to help you with that, because you ain't going to keep coming and saying, okay, well, I'm sorry. I said that all the time. Sometimes, yes, you may have to do that. But there goes to show that there's a spirit in you that you ain't had, you know, ain't got out of you yet. And let me help you out now. If you want, like I said, go online, Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we have any of us have Facebook pages. Hallelujah. And they can cast them spirits out you. Glory to God. And they'll tell you how to get them out you. You know, once you become in relationship with the Lord, there's a lot of things that he will show you. Well, you know what? You need to get rid of this. You need to get rid of that. You need to get rid of this. And all that is to get you in a place. Hallelujah. So you don't have to worry about hurting people all the time and then coming and apologizing. Look what she did to her. She couldn't even eat because she came picking at her because she didn't have no children. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Verse 8. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now, Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. See right here? Look, she didn't even eat. And so after that, she left. They were eating, they had drunk, and then she left. She was going to a place, oh, my God, by herself. Sometimes you have to get over and get by yourself, hallelujah. You don't always have to have a gang of people around you. Anybody got to stay on the phone all the time, and they got to have a gang of people all the time, and people have to come over all the time, and they have to talk to certain people all the time. You know what it is? You don't have a relationship with the Lord. Because if you have a relationship with God, yeah, amen, you're going to want to be alone. Lord, it's just me and you. Let's just sit here, me and you. We're going to talk for a few minutes, you know, and we're going to chit-chat. I want to talk to you, Lord. I want to tell you all about my troubles, and I want you to tell me what I need to do and how I need to do it. But those people that always have to have a whole bunch of people around them and all the time, and there's no relationship. You have no relationship. You have to have the TV on all the time. Some say, well, you know, I need the TV for comfort. No, if you talk to the Lord, he'll be your comfort. Hallelujah. And you won't have to worry about all that all the time. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 10. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept so. In other words, she was just so bitter and she was so hurt. She was hurt because she didn't have no children. You know, most women do, amen, want kids, hallelujah. Some don't, you know, I understand, you know, but some do because they are a blessing from the Lord, and she was just so hurt because she had talked about it. Well, you see, look at all mine. Look what I got. I got all these. I got sons and daughters. You don't have any. Oh, my God. Isn't that something for somebody to say, look at this. Look what I got. Look what God done blessed me with. He done blessed me over here with a husband. You don't have one. Amen. Glory to God. And you know what? It happens. Hallelujah. Look what God blessed me with. He blessed me with this big house, this car, and all this. Well, you're still living in. Amen. Hallelujah. And it happens. People do that to people. Look what I got. Look what I got. All that stuff. Look, when you get ready to leave here, ain't none of it going behind you, and ain't nobody going to dig no stepping grave and put it in there right by you. Glory to God, okay? Hallelujah. Believe me, if you have children, they're going to go ahead and sell all of it all. Hallelujah. And that they can keep, which will be the money. Amen. You may have a few diamonds and carrots. They'll keep that. Hallelujah. And then, I don't know, they might sell that too. And that's it. All the rest of that stuff, it ain't even important. Hallelujah. It's okay that you have it, but just don't let the stuff have you. Let's move on to verse 11. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Now, see right here, she was praying and asking God to give her a man child. In other words, she was making a vow. Now, listen about making vows. You know, sometimes you make vows and then you don't keep it. But let me help you out. You know, he's coming back for that vow that you made. Don't think he's going to come back for it, because he's coming back for it. Hallelujah. So it's better that you don't make it. Hallelujah. Because sometimes people don't keep it. Well, you know, Lord, I forgot. No, you ain't forgot. He's going to say, you remember when? You told me what you were going to do when you got this money, you were going to sow, and you didn't sow. You remember that now. Hallelujah. He will tell you that. Remember, and you know what? Sometimes people think, you know, he just going to come down, amen, and just blow it in your ear. But, you know, you can hear stuff through the radio. You can hear stuff, amen, you can see stuff in dreams, signs. You know, your consciousness can tell you, well, you know what? I said, when I got this money, I was going to sow, but I didn't do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's how he works. He works through people. He works through children. He works through songs. He works through the radio. He works through the TV, the gospel channels. He works through everything now. So you can't say, Lord, I didn't know. No, you knew. You knew what you said, but you didn't do what you said. And that's why sometimes, amen, things will come. You know, you have to pay money here. You have to do money here, but none's coming in. You know, you just see it steady going out. And every time you get some, it's going out and ain't none coming in. Well, go back and retract and see if you made a vow and didn't keep it. Let's move on. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now, Hannah, she spake in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she had been drunk. Oh, man, she was praying in her heart. You see, sometimes when you go somewhere, you don't always have to pray out loud. You can pray in your heart. Hallelujah. When she was praying in her heart, and effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. So you don't have to pray out loud sometimes. You can be in your workplace. You can pray in your heart. Say, Lord, Sometimes you just sit there with your eyes closed, hallelujah, and for a minute and say, Lord, help me, Lord Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. You don't have to always think you got to bust a move and for everybody to hear you, hallelujah. You can pray in your heart. Well, see, Eli thought she was drunk, but she was praying in her heart. Her lips didn't move, but she was praying in her heart. She was giving that effectual, fervent prayer in her heart. For children, and she was making a vow unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God. And Eli, verse 14. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And see, she was praying. Hallelujah. She was praying in her heart. See, they had just got up from the table, eating and all over there and carrying on. And he thought she was drunk, but she wasn't drunk. She was praying to the Lord. When you get down, hallelujah, glory to God, and you want things to come to pass, then guess what? You're going to forget about everybody else. Shut them out. You're going to shut the phone down and say, hold up, Lord, this enough is enough. Now, this got it's got to get better, hallelujah. You ain't want to hear nobody. Nobody's saying nothing but Jesus talking, hallelujah. You call him up, amen, give him the 911 on the main line, hallelujah. If you're not feeling well, you're going to want to give him the main 1-1 on the line. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what you're going to do. You don't want to hear them over there talking. I don't want to hear them. I don't want to hear none of that. All I want to hear is me praying to you and me on my bed laying down. And if I can't pray, I say, Lord, you know, I just sing in hymns and songs and hallelujah. Let me tell y'all something. We've been taught well over here. I don't know about y'all. I can't say, but let me tell you, we have been taught well over here. Now, you know, you come over here, hallelujah, you'll get taught well. It's up to you to use it, but you will get taught well. Let's keep it up. Let's keep on moving, hallelujah, and glory to God. Let's move on, verse 15. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. See, she was pouring out her soul unto the Lord. Lord, I want some children. Lord, you know, Lord, I have served you. I did what I said I was going to do, Lord. And I will give him back to you. No razor shall ever touch his head. Hallelujah. So, Lord, would you please give me a child, Lord? Oh, my God. She was just pouring out her spirit unto the Lord. Hallelujah. But she wanted a child. You know, the other side chick, she had children. So, you know, amen. We'll go on from there. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 16. Hallelujah. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, hallelujah, glory to God. He said, she said, don't think that I am an evil woman I have many troubles, and I am very sad. That's what she was saying, and she was saying in verse 16. She was saying, I was crying out to the Lord because I wanted children. Hallelujah. She wanted them just that bad. But you know, she was the first wife. Amen. Hallelujah. And the other one came later. But anyway, hallelujah. And that's what she was doing. She was praying in her heart. So you can pray in your heart. You can sit in your car and pray in your heart. Hallelujah. If you want to, you can pray out loud. Anybody got to hear you? Nobody but you. Sometimes they'll think you're talking on the phone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, we can pray anywhere we go. That, you know, prayer, there's no certain form of prayer. You know, some think you got to be in a place, be at home, amen, where you're down on your knees. And but you can pray anywhere you go. Hallelujah. My God. God will move. If he will move anywhere, then that means I can pray anywhere. I don't have to pray out loud. Say, Lord, get these demons and these devils in the name of Jesus. Sometimes I have to do that, but, you know, and I have to open the door and put them out. It's okay. But sometimes you can do that, and sometimes you can just pray on the inside, and you take it in with you. And then they can say, oh, what you been doing? I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, well, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with your faith? Nothing. Ain't nothing wrong. Is something on it or something? I know I washed it. Glory to God. Well, what's wrong? And that means you have been with the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't you think sometimes people can't tell, you know, and then they'll always think the other thing. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Is something wrong? Are you with child? No, we ain't with no child. None of that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No, we just been praying, amen, to the Lord. And the glory of the Lord is upon you. He has anointed me to preach the gospel. Good God Almighty. Let's move on. Verse 17. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. He said, go, it will come to pass. What thou hast asked of God, because she was sitting there and she was fervently praying and believing, and she was talking to the Lord, and the glory of the Lord was on her. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 18. And she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her contingent was no more sad. In other words, after all that, and after Eli told her, because he was a priest, you know, Eli told her, go ahead, may God grant you just what you asked for. And she went on and ate, but she didn't eat until after she got through praying, effectual, fervent prayers, hallelujah, glory to God. She didn't get full. Look, sometimes if you get too full when you're eating, hallelujah, then you're going to think you're going to go pray. You can hang it up because it ain't going to happen. Hallelujah. If you get too full, you ain't going to want to do nothing but lay down. That's all. You ain't want to do nothing but lay down. Hallelujah. So it's best you go ahead on and pray, hallelujah, and then you can do whatever it is, amen, eat whatever, hallelujah. Just don't eat too much because, you know, gluttony is a sin, hallelujah. But that's what she did. She just didn't feel right. And then after she went and she laid out everything before the Lord and her concerns and all those things, and then guess what she did? She went right on and then she ate. Okay, verse 19. And they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to the house of Ramah and Elkanah. Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. In other words, he remembered her. Hallelujah. Let's read verse 20. Wherefore it came to pass when the times was come about after Hannah had conceived that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. See right here, she said she asked the Lord, and she did. She had a child, see? Huh? He had a set time that he was getting ready to bless her with this child, glory to God. And you know, Samuel was going to be, he was going to be, amen, an awesome, awesome, awesome child. That's why he was waiting, hallelujah, to give it to her at the right time. You know, everything that you pray for, he ain't going to give it to you right then, but he will give it to you. You just got to hold on and hold fast and believe that God's going to give you everything, hallelujah. I know sometimes it gets hard. Sometimes it can get a little crazy, hallelujah. All kinds of things will begin to happen. But once you hold on with all you got, and if you can't, you need to go and ask, get some help. You know, there are people who can help you pray it through, glory to God, hallelujah. They can give you a word or two. Some people don't like to do that. Because guess what? It's, well, I don't want them telling me nothing. Hallelujah. You need to wash that out of your brains. Hallelujah. I heard you when you said it. Hallelujah. Well, I don't know. That's just old Martha. No, right now I am prophet. Hallelujah. Yes, I have siblings. Hallelujah. Yes. And to them at times I tell them I said, Martha, now call me and say what you want. Hallelujah. But when I start to tell them about what the Lord is saying, I said, no, I'm prophet. You hear me? There's a difference. Hallelujah. In my voice. Glory to God. They say, okay, all right. Glory to God. But that's what they say. That's the way it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Samuel, meaning of offspring of God. So he was getting ready to do some great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Understand, he did not. He didn't hold her back. He held her back for a reason, because she gave Samuel back to the Lord. Let's read on just a little bit more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And verse 21, and the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But, verse 22, Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him that he may appear before the Lord and there abide forever. See right here, she knew that she had asked the Lord for this, so she was going to have to make sure that she take him up. But she didn't want to take him up while she was still feeding him, glory to God, you know, feeding him milk. Hallelujah. She wanted to take him up whenever she had then weaned him, and that way he could eat solid food. Because just think about it, you know, if she gave him to Eli, he wasn't going to be able to feed him. If she was feeding him milk, hallelujah, come on now. So she wanted to wait until he was weaned, hallelujah, and then take him up. And that way, you know, he could eat solid food. Let's go ahead. Let's hear right here. Let's read verse 24. Hallelujah. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. Verse 25. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. You see right here? After that, she knew she couldn't hold back on God. So you see, when God bless you with something, you ask God for certain stuff, and then when he bless you with it, amen, glory, remember that vow that you made, because he's going to come back for that vow. You know, some have vowed money, some have vowed spending more time with him. You know, a lot of times people will do the time, but they ain't going to do the money. Glory to God, because they thinking, I ain't going to get no more. Who gave you the money you already got? Who gave you that? You didn't get it on your own. Understand, he let you breathe, hallelujah. Let you, you were able to get up in the morning and go to that job. He's the one that allowed you to do that. He's the one gave you good health and strength and clothed you in your right mind so you can get up, hallelujah, and go to that job and make them dollars. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. My God. And she said, oh, my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also I had lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there. Look at that, glory to God. She gave him back to the Lord. And what we need to do is put these children in the Lord's hands. They ain't too old to do it, because sometimes mothers and fathers want to crowd their children and tell them, well, you need to do this and you need to do that and you need to do. Yes, we do and we do and we do. But sometimes, amen, they ain't going to hear you. So we need to put them in the hands of the Lord, glory to God. Because what she did when she made that vow, she said, I'm going to stick to that vow that I made. When I asked God to give me that child, I knew then that I had to give him up, glory to God, because I didn't want anything to happen, you know, because sometimes when God gives you something, even if he gives you a child, glory to God, too much is given, much is required. So she said she was going to give him back to the Lord, because God had a calling on his life, and that's what she did. She gave him back. She sent him on up there with Eli and them. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When they got ready to go up and do the sacrifice, sacrifices. She didn't hold back, because if she did, she ain't no telling what would have happened. You better stop holding back on God. Glory to God. When you ask him for something, make sure when he gives you money, you break him off some first. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And listen, don't go breaking it off from them that you didn't get the word from, because guess what? You're not going to be blessed by that over there. You're going to be blessed from those that you got the word from. So remember, wherever you get it from, that's where you go back and sow to. Let me say that again. Wherever you get it from, that's where you go back and sow to. We serve a righteous God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just remember, hallelujah, when you make a vow, keep it. Don't break it. If you say, Lord, I'm going to get up every morning, oh God, Lord, help me. And you might fall short, but then hear what you do. Hallelujah. We all fall short, but listen, you get back up and get back on that wagon and continue on. Glory to God. Don't let your wagon be squeaking. Hallelujah. Well, you know, I'm going to do it Monday. I didn't do it Tuesday. Well, you know what? I'll do it Wednesday. Well, you know, I'll do it Thursday. And before you know it, you only did it how many days? One day a week. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But, you know, you may get up Monday and do it. Then something come up Tuesday and you can't do it. Well, guess what? You may not be able to do it that morning, but you can pick another time. Because it don't matter. Amen. You got a lot of time in the day. You got a lot of time at night besides watching TV and watching the news. And some folks say, well, hold up, wait a minute. I got to watch the news. Glory to God. I got to see it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's so much going on. Hallelujah. That your head be turning. Glory to God. Good God Almighty. So sometimes you have to shut that thing down too. Hallelujah. It's okay to know what's going on in the world. Hallelujah. But you know, sometimes so much can get in you about the news. Then you're always, oh, well, they said this and they said that and I'm fearful this and I'm fearful that. The news put fear in you too also. Hallelujah. Yes, I watch the news, but I watch the news for the weather because I have to travel, you know, and I want to see what kind of weather, hallelujah, that I'm going to have to travel in, whether I'm going to leave early, hallelujah, whether I need to leave late. Glory to God. And some people just watch it like that, and then, oh, my God, they said this and they said that. This is good for you. That's good for you. Hallelujah. Your head just turning, and people will make you do the same thing. Your head will just turn here, there, everywhere. And all that, everything that you take, every medicine that you have, you better believe God, because that's the only thing, hallelujah, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that's the only thing that's going to heal you, hallelujah. Even through the medicine, you still got to pray and ask God to give you the right thing. Ask the Lord to help you and make sure they give you the right medicine, that it causes, hallelujah, nothing. It causes no reactions in your body. And it heals that it needs to heal. Hallelujah. That's what you got to do. Glory to God. Hannah gave him back to the Lord. Ah, my God, my God. She honored that vow. She didn't back down. When she told the Lord to give her that child, and he did. Hallelujah. He did. He gave it to her. Guess what she asked for? Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. We serve an awesome God. We're in a generation now, hallelujah, of people that don't care about nothing. Don't care. I ain't seeing everybody, but some don't care about anything. But you better care about something. Hallelujah. Because if you don't care about something, then everything will go wrong. You know, you're over here kicking the cat because you're mad. Hallelujah. You're over here. Amen. Glory to God. You walk in. You done kicked the sofa. Amen. Where your wife's sitting on because you're mad. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't care about her either. Oh, Lord. I don't know why we went there. But anyway, amen. Glory to God. But learn how to care about something. Don't get that don't care attitude. I've seen people with that don't care attitude. And when they don't care, hallelujah, glory to God, then everything in their life is chaos. Hallelujah. Well, I don't care about this and I don't care about that. I don't care about. Don't get that don't care attitude. Hallelujah. Now, if Hannah had that don't care attitude whenever God gave her that son, then what do you think would have happened? There's no telling what would have happened. Things could have went wrong. Hallelujah. She may not have had that child. Hallelujah. And even if she had it, it might not have lived. Glory to God. Think about it. Hallelujah. This is real life. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to look on my line one more time and see if anybody desires prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, I don't see anybody. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we pray for arthritis, oh God. Those that have arthritis, God, in their knees, oh God, we pray, God, that you strengthen every bone. Lord God, I know man said it can't be done, but we know we serve an awesome God. We serve a right on time God. We serve a God that made these bones, Lord God. We serve a God that made this body. Every bone and every joint, Lord, that's connected, Lord God. Every knee bone, oh Lord God. Every leg bone, Lord, every foot bone. Lord, you made this body. So we decree and we declare that it is healed and it is whole, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Although man said arthritis can't be healed, but we believe you, Lord God, because every joint pain, Lord, that you know that we have, Lord God, we know you can heal it, oh Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. A lot of times you get caught up in science, Lord God, but we know a man named Jesus that can heal, hallelujah, that can set you free from everything that's bothering you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Father, we come against every spirit, every demonic force right now in the name of Jesus that's trying to stop them from going to the next level, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let them not fear, but know that you're there and you're on the scene, oh God. You're dispatching your angels as they're going and they're coming, Lord God. They're ascending and they're descending, Lord God. They're bringing it in and taking it out. Everything is not like you. They're bringing it, Lord God. They're taking it out in the name of Jesus. They're going up and down and in and out throughout the earth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to heal, Lord God, and to set free the captives in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for those that are listening under the sound of my voice, Lord God, whatever they may need, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. They need a healing in their mind, oh God. We ask you to heal their mind, Lord God. Give them a set mind to know that you're still in control, to read the word of God and find scriptures that will match whatever their situation they're going through right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, God. We give you the glory and we give you honor. We praise your holy name on high. Nothing is too hard for you. We serve an on-time God. We serve a righteous God. We serve a God that's never late. We serve a God that's always right on time, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Father God, I pray right now, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus for the nation. Lord, I pray right now, Lord God, that you just let your angels wrap their arms around the nation, oh Lord God, and heal those that need healing, God, in their mind, Lord God, and set them free, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, because their minds are so bumble. Their mind is just going here, there, and everywhere, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray for those that are causing calamity, Lord. In the name of Jesus, there's so much calamity going on in their life. They don't know what to do, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, settle them, Lord God, in their spirit and let them know it's you and only you. You're a God that will not fail in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Father God, I thank you, and I give you glory, and I give you honor, and I give you praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God is good, and he is worthy. My God, what an awesome God we serve. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to help you to remember, hallelujah, don't forget. Hallelujah. Ministry Lane will be coming up next. A Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, an awesome show that's dedicated, amen, to the people of God to heal and set free. So make sure you tune in and hear Ministry Lane. She's also an author. You can still purchase a book in time. You can go ahead and get it early. They're doing Black Friday shopping. Well, how about some Christian shopping? Glory to God. Go ahead and purchase her book. Hallelujah. And that way, you know, you can do some Christian shopping. Amen. Not Christmas. Christian shopping. And you can go ahead and you can give them the book. Amen. That's good. Hallelujah. You can go ahead and buy, amen, 15, 20 of them if you want to. And just pass them all out and say, you know what? I think you need to read this. This is what I bought. I enjoyed it, so I wanted to pass it on. It's okay. She don't mind. I know she don't. She'll sell all of them. She don't mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't forget none of the events that's happening on this week, the announcements. Hallelujah. That's going on. Amen. On Tuesday night, apostle and pastor, two of my favorite, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, that brings the word forth that you can eat until you get full, hallelujah. And then guess what? When they get ready to go off the air, you can eat some more. Glory to God, hallelujah. Don't forget Saturday, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew, amen. She come on singing the word, amen, of God, hallelujah. Awesome, awesome. Don't forget it. Glory to God. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation, hallelujah, to Christ. You know, he is real and he is worthy, hallelujah. So here to salvation, so I want you to listen and repeat after me. If you're not saved, hallelujah, then I want you to repeat this prayer. Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, God, into what you want me to be, Lord. I repent of all my sins, Lord God, all my faults that weren't like you, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Father, I pray. Amen, amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Get you a Bible. Begin to read your Bible and talk to the Lord if you don't understand it. Hallelujah. And he will help you to understand it even the more. Glory to God, and give you all the revelation that you need. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Go ahead and make sure you start in the New Testament. It will help you. So some people get confused if it's their first time trying to read the Bible. So go and start in the New Testament, and it will help you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction, but don't forget Ministry Lane will be coming up next. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have an awesome rest of the day. I will see you back on next Sunday. Amen.